We've been talking about the Bryan Head Fire, 43,000 acres. It's been a familiar refrain from political figures when talking about it. They say this blaze might not have spread so quickly if they'd stripped away the dead trees killed off by beetles. State Representative Mike Noel blamed environmental groups and the Forest Service.
Where's the Grand Canyon Trust? Where's the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance? Where's the Friends of Dixie? They're not here when this disaster happens. And this is what you end up with. You end up with somebody's house, and that's the end of it. That's the story. I saw people up in Panguitch crying because their cabins were lost. One cabin had been there almost 70 years. They lost all their history. This is what the fire guy said. 28 years on a fire. I've never seen a run like what happened here. 8 miles in one day. When you allow trees to burn or to die from bark beetle and you build them up, you're going to get a catastrophic fire. So they haven't seen this in 28 years because we haven't done stupid stuff like this. When we turn the Forest Service over to the bird and bunny lovers and the tree huggers and the rock lickers, we turned our history over. And the fire is going to do more damage because we're going to lose our watershed, we're going to lose our soils, we're going to lose our wildlife, and we're going to lose our scenery. The very thing you people wanted to try to protect.
Well, he's not holding back, and joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance Legal Director Steve Block. He's from SUA, and right there, he didn't exactly find your organization at fault for the spread of this wildfire, but his words were not kind. What's your response?
Well, let me just start off by saying that one of the things that we agree on with Representative Noel is our support and our admiration for the men and women who are putting their lives at risk right now to fight this fire. And it's always unfortunate when property and lives are at risk from things like forest fire. However, it is shameful for Representative Noel to try and take advantage of people's loss to advance his agenda or to try and scapegoat conservation groups. The facts are this: SUA has not been actively involved in challenging timber sales in this area for more than 2 decades. And as I said before, Noel and his crowd are exploiting this fire to mislead the public when they falsely claim that the only factor affecting wildfire is the sale of timber. And the truth is that fire suppression and drought and high winds and our warming climate all play a role in the severity of wildfire.
In retrospect, do you think that perhaps some logging should have been done in these areas and we wouldn't have this horrible problem right now?
Well, there was logging in these areas. I mean, it is just false and revisionist history to claim that no timber sales have moved forward in the Dixie National Forest in the area near Bryan Head. There have been sales. In the past, there have been appeals and lawsuits that have been won and lost. And as a result, there have been sales and harvests of timber. And it's convenient to ignore that fact, the same way it's convenient to ignore the fact that this fire started on private land inadvertently, spread to land managed by the town of Bryan Head, spread to land managed by the state of Utah, and only eventually made its way onto Forest Service land. There's, as I said before, it's a multifaceted situation where there's lots of things at play, and it is really unfortunate that you have Representative Noel and others trying to look for just one easy answer and using this really heated rhetoric.